I don't want French fried potatoes, red ripe tomatoes. I'm never satisfied. I want the frim fram sauce with the offs and fade, with shafafa on the side. Shoot do de do ya do do.
Hi, I'm Norman Van Aken, and welcome to A Word on Food. Today's word on food is fried chicken. When I was 19, 20, and 21 years of age, I seemed to be on a yo-yo between my boyhood home in Illinois and the place I was seeking. I wanted sunlight. I wanted music. I wanted good books. I didn't know I wanted fried chicken, too. I rode a bus from central Illinois to Jacksonville, Florida, on one such sojourn with a buddy of mine. The bus we were in had a stop in Macon, Georgia, and the driver announced that we would have 1 hour to stretch, eat, or shop. We were young men, and our noses led us to a soul food cafeteria. We opened a rickety screen door into a large room that smelled incredible. Black women in matching service uniforms stood behind the long, gleaming counter. They smiled as they ladled, spooned, sliced, and poured food and drink for a steady line of customers. We entered the queue, and I know I felt some preternatural instinct for the absolute quality of what we were about to experience. I ate nearly an entire fried chicken. When it was time to board the bus again, I felt I had entered a state of grace and wasn't sure Jacksonville could compete. But my buddy's folks had a place near the ocean we could crash for free for 10 days. So we climbed aboard, watching that cafeteria as long as we could through the smudged bus windows. We didn't have that all-American classic at our home. It wasn't in the repertoire of my mother's dishes. I occasionally had it at my best friend Wade's home, but it was only served cold and brought to summer picnics. While good, it was not right out of the fryers and possessing a textural quality that I would search for in the years to come. In 1983, and by then a working chef instead of an unemployed dreamer, I traveled to New York City. One of the new restaurants then was a place called Texarkana. One dish on the menu that I missed that night, they'd run out, stayed with me as an idea. It was called fried chicken salad. I set out to work on it, only having the title to ignite my brain. For some reason, I reached for sesame oil when creating the dressing part of the recipe to accompany the salad. I think it is the reason it became so popular. How popular? Let's fast forward. In 1985, I got an offer to return to work in Key West. It was the biggest break of my career to date. When I took on the job as chef of Louis's Backyard, the ownership was divided, and that is always tricky. The gentleman that hired me was at odds with one of the other proprietors. She wanted, demanded, that I keep a salad that had been on the menu with their previous chef. It was a steak salad, and it was a big seller. I was not going to have some other chef's dish on my menu, so I presented a hot fried chicken salad. Time passed. My career rolled on towards new places beyond that track of time. 17 years later, my wife, Janet, and I went back to Key West for a visit and to Louis's Backyard. The hot fried chicken salad, it was still on the menu. I'm Norman Van Aken, and that's my word on food.